What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in here to The Drive. There's a lot of, this is a real, that was a real polarizing topic. A lot of people on each side saying, I see a text coming in saying, man, I love D'Amico, but he's just wrong on this one, or other things, saying nothing the Texans will do will satisfy y'all. There's a lot of back and forth. Someone here on
Team Macho
on YouTube and Twitch saying, "God, man, just let us know if he's hurt.
He's hurt.
Yeah. So you know, a topic that has people have a lot of feelings on, which is normal.
Ron, I love the D'Amico spiel if it were about like the C.J. Gardner-Johnson injury. Of like, hey, man, y'all chill the hell out, man. I'm not going to tell y'all something 2 minutes after it happened. We're going to get in there. We're going to diagnose all this stuff. Man, we're damn near 2 months in this Joe Mixon stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we've all had plenty of time to diagnose things and get second opinions and you know, figure out how we're going to handle the situation. Like, I don't.
Well, and nobody has had anything to report that was incorrect.
Yeah, yeah. And here we are, and here we are. The season is upon us, and our All Pro, you know, I mean, Pro Bowl running back is in the mix. So yeah, it's I don't know. I have a hard time with boy, they just can't do anything right. I mean, I literally just gave them a reach around damn near on the roster that they built. I mean, it's
good old reach around.
It's
I'm coming in there to get that working.
I mean, I am like. I'm scarily confident in Nick Chubb. Love Woody Marks.
Four weeks.
I mean, boy, there's some sensitive folks out there.
4 weeks. All right. I do like
having difficult conversations.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable. Maybe not difficult because they're not very difficult for me, but uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And sometimes it happens. Sometimes, I mean, people have thoughts on it. I mean, let me stop. All right, D'Amico spoke about other things too, and as I said on the other side, he kind of discussed why and what he was looking for in terms of getting a new OC, and how he landed on Nick Caley. This was his response to what he was looking for when he was trying to hire an OC.
The most important thing for me when I was looking for an offensive coordinator was the connection piece, right? It's about how you interact with the players. That was the most important piece to me because I feel like coaching is all relationships. All right, and it's if I can build that deep relationship, that trust factor with a player, and I can, as players and coaches, we can accomplish anything because we have that tight relationship. And it goes to our the guys I'm looking for in our team. I talk about looking for everybody to come together, right, and be a tight-knit unit, right, to be together. Because when the ups and downs of the season, it's going to happen. There are going to be some high moments. There are going to be some low moments. But who are you in those low moments? The only thing that can allow you to survive those low moments is having a trust, having that true trust, having that true deep connection and relationship, you know, with your coaches and players. And that allow you to get through everything. So that was the main.
All right, so the main thing wasn't scheme, wasn't adjustments in the second half or adjustments to things. He said was building that connection and relationships. And Clint, you played for a lot of different coaches in college and the NFL, from head coaches to OCs to quarterback coaches, from Houston Nutt to Bill Parcells. You've played for a lot of guys and had a lot of relationships with guys. What's your thought of how important he, as he put connection was the number one thing he was looking for.
Dang it, Bobby.
When it comes to the offensive coordinator, the guy that's calling plays, all that,
yeah.
How important and how big a deal is that in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's important. I mean, you either coach out of fear or you coach out of love, in my opinion. I mean, I think you either have people that are scared for their job so they fall in line, or you have people that are scared to disappoint you as a coach so they do what you've asked of them to do, and they exceed expectations, they work harder, they care more. And so I think it is a way of coaching, yeah. Now, I think when you look at that, I don't think it matters at all if the scheme ain't right. If you can't coach, if you can't adjust, if you can't, if whatever you're doing and whatever your approach is, isn't effective. Like D'Amico Ryans coaches out of love, former player and love. Love may not be the right word. Maybe it's respect. And he genuinely, sincerely, in a very authentic way, is himself within his leadership, right? You got to lead from within your own personality. And his authentic way of doing that is, I love you. I care for you. I've been in your shoes, and I'm going to take care of you, man. Let's go get it. Whereas like Bill Parcells was, hey, man, I'll cut your ass in a heartbeat. I'll cut you on the field. Jimmy Johnson, you watch that Netflix show with the Cowboys. Hey, he's cutting dudes on the field right there.
He told him to go to the asthma
right?
field.
So go back to the asthma field, right? So, yeah, I mean, there's different ways to do it. That's the way that I think D'Amico effectively coaches. I don't know. I don't think that you can bring a guy in here and ask him to coach a certain way. Now you can ask them not to be a fear guy and run around cussing everybody out and threatening everybody for the job. But I don't know that you can come in here and say, hey, Nick Caley, man, get them relationships sparked up, boss. Get them relationships rolling. Right? If he naturally, like authentically can do that, then yeah, it'll work. It's cool. But I don't think you can force it in my opinion. And like I said, the relationships, if D'Amico Ryans didn't have an unbelievable eye for talent, if D'Amico Ryans wasn't a tremendous defensive coordinator,
I was going to say, he can coach too. Like
he can scheme up, he can call, he's got great feel, he's got guts when you need to have guts.
And the potential combination of the connections he makes with his players and also the X's and O's potentially makes him special.
Sure.
But a big thing is that Joker can coach.
Yeah, ain't no doubt.
Like he can come up with a game plan.
No doubt.
He can go down there and, you know, and at times shut down certain offenses and shut down certain players.
I think you can be a top-notch million-dollar position coach, linebacker coach, and not have a lot of the other things and just say, hey, man, I'm a former player and you can trust me and I love you, man. And that guy knows that this dude's got the ability to make me the best version of myself. When you get into managing a team, when you get into – building an offense and game planning for an opponent and calling plays, designing plays for certain players, and then you get into game management and you get into, all right, we got everything built, but at this point in time in the game, damn it, I got to get Nico Collins the ball. How can I do it? Right? Do it in creative ways. All of that stuff trumps this juice that we keep hearing about with Nick Caley and these relationships that we keep hearing about with Nick Caley. So while I think it's a great foundation, a great starting point, and I understand that D'Amico has had a tremendous amount of success with that, it really doesn't matter unless Nick Caley is an offensive mind and can do those things.
And again, thus far, you know, it's been positive.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been positive. Love what you Nick hear. Caley. Love what you see.
It's been more than just juice thus far.
Oh, no question. That's the interesting thing is, you know, the thing with Nick Caley, I've already seen enough with Nick Caley that I don't need the crutch of juice and vibes and energy, right? I mean, like, clearly, like, Nick Caley from an install perspective has done a tremendous job. Like, it's hard as an offensive coordinator to not want to do all these things, especially when you got a rookie of the year in CJ. You got one of the top wide receivers in the league. You got a $12 million tight end over here. You got, hell, Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb. You got a fourth-round running back that can do a lot of things. It's hard to not get real excited and want to do all move at breakneck speed and do all these different things. It's hard to just stay right in there and go, hey, boys, we're going to spend 30, 45 minutes before every practice for 2 weeks of training camp getting this install right, making sure we understand what we're doing. And so I like what Nick Caley's done so far. You know, obviously what they're saying from a communication standpoint is clicking because they're able to pass protect, they're able to run block. We've heard it from the players consistently. So there's some good things about Nick Caley. We'll see when the rubber meets the road what Nick Caley's all about.
As you said, to start the segment, you like to have uncomfortable conversations.
I
will get to the uncomfortable part of this, and that is...
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The hope is that he's a better judge of the connection piece than he was with the guy he previously brought in that he knew for a long time. Right? Like, that's the other part is he was very familiar with the previous guy. They worked together. He had always said, you know, if I get a job, when he first got here, if I get a job, that's going to be my partner. And... is it fair for me to assume when he says that was the number one thing he was looking for in an OC, is it fair to assume that he wasn't getting that from the previous OC?
I think
that's fair to assume, yeah. And especially when you hear from the others that Bobby wasn't given that. And he knew Bobby for a long time.
Yeah.
They coached together. He knew exactly what his style was. And after a year, in year two, he wasn't bringing that to the table enough. And, you know, the hope is that he's got a better understanding of what Nick brings to the table.
Well, the interesting thing, and not to go back in the rearview mirror with the Bobby Slowick stuff, because these comments were light bulb moments for me that there was something wrong, right? The whole, hey man, we just got to execute. At the moment, I looked at it as what are you talking about, Bobby? Why would you not adjust? Why would you not? I mean, it's not working. Like, you've got to be the guy to adjust. And in reality, it probably should have been looked at through the lens of the player. Because you look back on it, knowing the little bit that you know now, and if you're Laramie Tunsil, the offensive line, if you're CJ Stroud, and you're going, man, I can't communicate to protect myself. We these schemes are all jacked up, and your OC's constantly going up there and almost arrogantly going, nah, man, guys just got to execute it. That's a dagger every time it's said. You might as well go up there and say, hey, my stuff's good, man. These players just ain't executing stuff. You know, you look back on it kind of in kind of read between the lines of what they're saying now. I mean, it's like Bobby Slowick was going to the podium every time he had the opportunity, every time they asked him to, and it was, now I don't know if he was doing it purposely, but it was like his approach was, I'm going to drive this wedge deeper. I mean, it's
like he was saying, hey, it's working in LA.
It ain't my scheme.
Worked all around the league.
It ain't my scheme that these cats can't communicate.
It's you jokers.
It's them. Yeah, so it's to D'Amico's point is, boy, you don't want to hear that. You know, no matter what's going on, you damn sure don't want to hear Nick Caley talking about, these boys just got to execute it, man. I that's the last thing I want to hear from my OC.
Text in, Slowick got a big head, I guess. Something there.
I thought it was just big hats.
I mean, hell, my quarterback got rookie of the year, won 10 games, second round of the playoffs. Receiver, hell, if he stayed healthy, would have went 1,400 yards. Tight end had a contract earning year.
Well, I tell you,
my head probably swelled up a little bit too.
It swung. I don't know if I've ever seen anything swing
quick
that fast.
Quick.
that fast. It was something to see there. All right, as we continue through this, remember, as I said, coming up here, we're going to do a little stock up, stock down, 4 o'clock hour. You will hear from our guy Brandon Scott, a little Texans report as we get going with him at 4:40. So stay tuned for that as well. But as the roster has come together, Tyler Milner, he'll lead us in a little stock up, stock down coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
And tell them to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That is right, Mr. McConaughey. It is The Drive, Sterner and Hughley, every hump day right around this time. Stock up, stock down. That's the conversation with old Sterner and old Hughley. I'm guiding you along this little trip here. Producer Tyler talking in the mirror holes of yours on a hump day. Today's edition, as we approach week one for the Texans, fresh out of yesterday, Caserio's initial 53-man roster for the 2025 Texans. That is what we are looking at for stocks today, and I want to start with Ron the Show, Hughley. Houston Texans, 53 fellas, how you feeling? Stock up.
Stock up to me after we see the 53-man roster laid out, Clint and Tyler. My stock up is for Jalen Petrie, and it is simply because as I look at this roster and we understand that maybe C.J. Gardner-Johnson, at least at this point, potentially maybe up in the air. We'll see how much he can play. Maybe he's on a snap count. I'm not sure.
But the way they have their safety room laid out, it is natural to me to look at that, Clint, and think that they have confidence that Jalen Petrie can not only play that nickel spot that they have been putting him in the last year where he's really thrived, but that they feel like he has the ability to play in a safety role, which it seemed like they were avoiding in D'Amico's first year. Hell, I think he got benched at least once playing in that role. So to me, I think the confidence that they're showing that Jalen Petrie can go in and be a little bit more versatile than just playing the nickel the way they've set their safety room up. So stock up right now and how I think D'Amico and Matt Burke are viewing the versatility of Jalen Petrie.
I love it, man. That is an absolute good one. Stock up for me, Ron. I'm going to give you a trio of stocks you should have bought a week ago.
Trio.
All right. Jalen Petrie's one of them. Ding, 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 ding. Ron's going to make a little money there. For me, I'm going Nick Chubb, boys. The stock's got to be through the roof for Nick Chubb. No Joe Mixon. You've got a struggling Damian Pierce behind you and a fourth-round rookie behind you and a special teams player, obviously, in Dari Ogunbowale. I mean, literally the stock could not be higher in 2025 for Nick Chubb. Coming off an injury, aging back, yes, but here he is and going to be depended on as a start and tailback in this league. And yes, with a team that I believe wants to play defense and run the football. This isn't about Nick Chubb's a veteran. Boy, he can, you know, he's a pro and he can pass protect. No, this is a guy that is going to be leaned on at this point to run the football between the tackles, downhill. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of times we overuse the term establish the run. I think the Texans are going to be an establish the run kind of team this year, even with C.J. Stroud in the mix. So we'll go Jalen Petrie, Nick Chubb, my trio. I told you I'm going to give you a trio. My third one's Cade Stover. Right? I think the stock was up on Cade Stover for a while now. But to look at that roster, and I do think this is going to change, as will Jalen Petrie.
They did sign Harrison Bryant back.
To the practice squad, right? So roster-wise, Cade Stover being one of two tight ends on the roster right now, which I don't think there's any way they go into a game with two tight ends. No. So we'll see what happens. But the thought of Cade Stover being the unknown here, Ron, we know what Dalton Schultz is going to bring to the table, right? The fact that they can sit there and go, we like Cade Stover enough to where we're going to have two tight ends on our initial 53-man roster report, I think the stock is not only up, I think it's through the roof for Cade Stover.
Got to be. He's going to get time. And really, there ain't much to look behind him to give him any concerns about how much time he is going to get. So I'm with you on that. Like them stock ups. T. Millie.
Wasn't sure, Mr. Hijacker of the steering wheel over here, Clint Sterner.
He was horned up about the stock ups, maybe.
I jumped, that was good stuff.
He was horned up about it, man.
No, I really wasn't sure because I couldn't remember how many he had in his list. But
he's cheating, man. You ain't lying, man. He went three stock ups, didn't he?
Got the stock ups done. There was a Chubb. There was a Petrie. What else was there, Dirty?
Thanks for listening, bub.
So I'm a little busy back here, man.
Stover,
you can
baby.
Come try it, though, if you want.
Stover.
Big Stove. Oh, Stove in the building of the farmer.
Riding the show, Hughley. Stock down for Casario's initial 53.
Listen, stock down. And first off, I will say congratulations to all of the guys who made the 53-man roster. Like, look, I saw Henry Toa Toa make a video with his lady 3 years in a row, third year now making the roster. Yeah, it's a big thing to make an NFL roster, all these guys' dreams. Now, with that being said, if we go with the stock downs, Blake Fisher, you have to know that the only reason why you're on this team is because you're a second-round pick. I don't know if he understands that. Maybe in his mind, you know, and I think in a very good way, hell, I think I'm this way, that guys that are competing in the NFL have a certain amount of delusion, and maybe he, in his mind, he feels like he's right there. But if Blake Fisher were a fourth, fifth round pick and not a high selection, there is no way he would still be on this roster. And I know he's returning from an injury. He played better in that final preseason game that he was in. But to me, the stock has been down on him, and he is on this team to me just because of how high he was drafted.
Great call. The thing about Blake Fisher is there's
got a real Kenyon Green feel to him, in a way
that
of
hurts. That hurts.
Not from the injury. He can play better than him, but
right.
He's got a real feel of like, I don't know if you'd be here if your draft status was different.
Oh, look, there ain't no doubt. There's no doubt that the second round draft pick keeps guys in the building, and I think Blake Fisher right now is one of those guys. Now, I will say this, even given what we saw, some rough play early in training camp from Blake Fisher, I do believe, for what it's worth, I do believe that Blake Fisher is more of what we saw last year and more of what we saw recently in the most recent preseason game where he played. I do believe that's how they view him. I do believe that he is a guy that has staying power in the league and has a chance to get some good quality reps. And so buy low, right, while the stock is down, because I personally do think there is a chance that he ends up, whether it's here or somewhere else, I think he ends up being a good little player.
It felt like he took a step back because, listen, he wasn't great when he was starting last year. Like, I mean, if you're going to leave him one-on-one with Chris Jones and George Karloftis, I mean, that's probably not his strong suit. But there wasn't a lot where I'm just like, it wasn't like, I know I compared him to Kenyon Green. I meant
The security. Second round pick.
But it wasn't like, hey, damn, he's about to just get his ass kicked every single time down, no matter who it is. But it felt like it was becoming that during training camp this year, and hopefully he's able to kind of get things going.
One could argue that it's probably not fair to roll his ass out there against Daniil and Will every day. I mean, I know it's pro football, but damn, boy, how'd you draw that one?
I wouldn't Daniil and Will against the Vikings in their first one.
Fair. Fair.
Initial 53 for Caserio and the 2025 Texans. Clint, stock down.
I'm going to go with the other backup tackle on this team, Cam Robinson.
Unbelievable.
I think Cam was signed, obviously, to come in here and make $12 million. Maybe even make ideally 14 plus million and do it in fashion of replacing Laremy Tunsil, one of the best left tackles in the game. And the injury is really what the stock is down for, because I don't think that he loses his job if he's available and he's actually practicing. But any way you slice it, man, it looks like Cam Robinson is going to be a highly paid backup to a left tackle that you drafted. And I don't know anyway. Even if he were to play and start, the stock is still down relative to when he walked in that building over there. So I got to go. I got to ride with Cam Robinson.
Yeah, man. I almost feel bad for Cam Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair.
I think it's the right move, and I think D'Amico and Nick and Cole are doing the right thing, because Ursary is going to be the guy over there you want to be there, but. If I'm Cam Robinson, you're like, damn, man. Hell, I played. I got about 3-4 days of practice, and maybe two in pads, and I lost my gig going over there. But as you would say, Clint, on Tuesdays that check is clear.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday that nice check.
Big one. Can't believe you're getting paid that to play a sport kind of money.
to sit in the back is what he's getting paid. All right. Coming up, as we've got a lot going on, our college football question of the day as we lead into the real week one, and we will head to Austin, Texas. I'm sure Tyler will be fair in this conversation.
No infrastructure in that city.
Love 6th Street. As we'll continue coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios.
Get on the jugs.
Sports Radio 610 presents...
How many guys you think out there wear cup?
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue to roll through. Shout out to everybody here who is rolling with us. Somebody texted and just said, damn show. I don't know what that
What'd y'all do?
Damn show, right there. Just like old Larry said.
Is that my boy Ron?
There he is. That's a young. But no, man, we have a good time. YouTube and Twitch, shout out to you as well. A way you can be a part of the show, as you guys always are. It's always a good time to do that. All right,
Hey, real quick.
Go ahead.
Brandon, old boy, at my not Juice Well, but the other one I went to this morning. this afternoon on the way in, grabbed me a little lunch. Walked in. I said, hey, the hell's going on over there at y'all's Richmond location, man? Door's been locked. AC ain't working. I'm talking to the guy behind the bar, right? Some old boy buying old acai bowl said, hey, are you that guy that's on the radio? I said, yeah, every now and then. He said, man, love what you do. I think it was Paul. If I remember correctly, it was
Paul. Shout out to you, Paul.
Paul, if I'm wrong, man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I told you that I'm going to take you in. I greatly appreciate you. We greatly appreciate you listening. He's a good dude. Solid dude, man.
What did Paul order?
He was on his way out in a bag when he was leaving. I didn't get it. I did not get it. But Paul, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's Paul. Paul, I appreciate you, but my man. Appreciate you. By the way, great taste eating over there. Good stuff.
No, I love it. I love it. They'll get you.
Ooh,
they will get you.
I'm a twice a week guy.
Are you?
At least.
I went to a similar joint right down the street from the house twice last week. I think I might go down again. Wow, my God, what in the hell got into Nick Russo?
He must have been up against that clock, baby. Oh, the old bull down there. He must have been up against that clock.
Oh, was he moving quick?
Oh, my God. He ran through like he had to pee, boy.
Pulled a hammy. Let me know if you need my old
is there something,
underground doctor over here.
I'm gonna be dumb here so you can tell me. Is there something to the, hey, man, like your bladder can feel you getting closer to the toilet? And you have to go more once you get closer to the toilet. It is
maybe
weird. When I got to pee really bad, like I just had to in this break, and I was good, but it was like my bladder felt and knew that the toilet was within distance.
Hold on, so.
And I almost didn't make it.
I feel like that could be a combo.
Is that exist?
But there's also like a certain point, I think, just scientifically, biologically, where you reach in your bladder and it's like, all right, we got
to
empty.
I get that, but most of the time it happens the closer I get to it.
It's like prairie dogging too.
I'm not going to lie to you. I remember, boy, I got off.
Turtle head.
I got off in the at the airport in Atlanta and I had to pinch it before I got to it. I had to reach in there and pinch it. It was about to come out.
Oh, you pinching your pee. I thought you were talking about pinching one off.
No, I had to. Yeah, I had to pinch. I've had to pinch before I got there. And I almost had shot at a fella. But
hold on, Joe.
I made it there. Weird. Right when I get there, it is just. Somebody said their rectum does that to them.
Yeah.
They get home, get closer and closer.
You could also have IBS, friend.
I know y'all find this hard to believe, but right along the lines of my running out of gas, I push the limits on the old bowel movements.
Oh God, Nicholas is the king.
I don't play bingo with my draws, but nothing like that. But I do.
Well, I don't anymore. After I've told that story, that time I got cavalier with that fart in the press box.
That'll do it.
Had to throw them draws in the trash.
When was the last time y'all had doo doo cramps?
Oh, all the time,
man. Aruba.
I'm like you.
You was on vacation. What the hell was you holding it for? I mean, let me tell you where I said, where was the last time you had doo-doo cramps? Aruba and Turks.
Well, on the beach, I've run into that a few times myself.
At an all-inclusive? If you're at Crystal Beach, you're in trouble. But if you,
yeah.
Well, get out of the tub. Don't be playing peeky-boo in the tub like my two-year-old does.
I'm like you, though, Clint. I feel like I wait to dookie until, like, passengers are loaded up.
Oh, it's
packed
a FOMO,
in, ready
man.
To
I
go.
Can't. I can't. I can't. I'm in the pool bar, man. I'm just having a good old time. I'm gonna wait till it's right about time before I get out. I am a.
You're what do you foul call it? Dumper is yeah. what you are.
Oh, there's no question.
Oh, man, you are the foulest I've ever
seen. He says, I wait till we're touching cloth.
Yeah, I mean it's.
This is the foulest thing I've ever.
It is. I mean, I actually decided to risk it the other day, boys.
Whenever he ends boys with it at the end.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I bought me a pair of white underwear.
Oh God, no, you didn't. You got some white draws?
I got some white one pair.
You didn't get no bikini draws like John
no,
McClain,
no,
did
same
you?
Nikes, same oh, Nikes. Nike. Same Nikes that I always get. I just accidentally picked up a pack that had instead of all blacks, it was a black pair, a gray pair, and a white pair. First time I was clear. First time, no nut. I was good. I mean, I was proud of myself. I told my wife about it. I was like, babe, this is good stuff.
You guys ever wore a thong?
I'm wearing one right now.
The second time, boys, it was not the cramps. It was the old evening itch. I reached around there and had a nice little itch going on, scratched. And
that happens.
I said, boy, them white draws got me. Yeah. I had to go right back to now I'm super selective when I'm wearing my white ones.
Yeah,
old skin mark Sterner.
If I'm going to be out of the house for more than 6 hours, and white ones ain't getting.
Hey, I almost got real nasty. I'm laughing so hard because I almost got real nasty with you two idiots today because I sat out and took my morning dump this morning. And I put up and them draws down, and I'm at the house. I go down to the angle.
He's fixing to take a picture.
Hey, Doc, I had these blue Hanes, these light Carolina blue Hanes. Tyler, if you're looking at me on YouTube and Twitch, I look down, baby, it was a hole that big. As big as a damn softball. I almost pulled my phone out and took a picture. Look at this big ass draw.
You should have said it to Courtney.
I threw him off immediately. I took them draws off and threw them in the trash immediately. I mean, that hole was so big. I said, you know, you're just call your own name, Rod. Come on, man. Come on, man.
You ever go full name, Ronald?
You been walking around here with that big ass softball. Oh,
that's good. Softball. That is good.
I mean, it was.
The game is over.
I said, damn, dog, what am I there walking around with these big ass, holding these draws?
The
I swear to God, I almost took that picture of the draws and sent it to you. I said, hold on. Let me not.
That's got to be one of those moments where you look down and you catch yourself. You're like, man, I am disappointed in my damn self. Like, you got to be grown ass man.
Oh, man.
Hey, them old $2 underwear you wearing, man. Them things wear out quick, boy.
I was laughing so hard. And I don't know why. I don't know why, Tyler, when I throw a pair out like that, I rip the hole just to end it.
You're like, I'm really ending this life.
That's destroying evidence.
Hulk Hogan, that bad boy. Just ripped it
over. He's destroying the evidence. He doesn't want his wife to walk in there and go, well, dang, it's a good pair of underwear. Whoa, no, it ain't. What happened here? So he just went in and tears them up. That's destroying evidence. I know what's going on.
Courtney,
I've been there.
Hey, Courtney has folded my drawers and texted me. It's a damn shame you got this big asshole. And I'm like, which one? Or don't you throw them drawers?
That is funny. Trash.
All right, college football tomorrow. We start to officially start week one, and we've been doing a college football question of the day, and this is the one I want to give to you, and I know Tyler will jump in. The Texas Longhorns, they are the preseason number one team in the country. They will play Ohio State because Fox is hell-bent on this big noon Saturday thing. They're not playing in prime time, but they're playing at 12 o'clock noon, which pisses me smooth off. That game should be under the lights at night. I know it's called Big Noon Kickoff, but just say Big Noon Kickoff at 7 o'clock.
You
it's
are right.
Stupid. Stupid. We got to get up there and get yourself ready in the morning for the game of the day.
That should be a 6 or 7 p.m. Kickoff under the lights
so
on prime
stupid.
Time, no question.
Why the hell are we doing that? But anyway, they are facing Ohio State.
What a game.
The Texas Longhorns, Clint, are overrated because Arch Manning is overrated.
No, I don't think so. Now, we're talking about the Longhorns, right? Now, I fall in the category of Jordan Rodgers. I do not think the tape matches the hype around Arch Manning. Now, it may end up, but I think right now that folks are getting a little carried away.
But don't you think that they're thought to be the number – like, how much is it him, in your opinion, that
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy – celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People believe Texas is number one. It feels like to me most people believe they're the best team in the country, and he's maybe the biggest reason why.
Well, I mean, look, you can argue. You look up and down the roster, I mean, the rankings, and, you know, there's a lot of new faces in the quarterback arena with some really, really good teams. I mean, you've got your top teams in the Big Ten, with the exception of Penn State, I believe, replacing a quarterback.
Yeah,
you got your top teams in the SEC,
except LSU.
Except for LSU, which I really like, by the way. You know, the point is in that top 25, man. In the top 10 in particular, there's a lot of teams. There's a lot of new quarterbacks, and I think Arch Manning. I think folks are a lot more comfortable with Arch Manning, and he's played a little bit. They're a lot more comfortable with Arch Manning than maybe they are some of the other guys. I just can't get there. I can't get Heisman Trophy first-round pick with Arch Manning. I like him. I think he's talented. I think his athletic ability is overrated. I don't think it's going to translate to big-game football. We'll see.
You're out on him with the Heisman?
No, I'm not out on anything. I'm out on claiming he is the Heisman and he's the number one overall pick. I'm not – like, the season hasn't even started yet. I don't know who my Heisman favorite would be, but he would be in the conversation.
Oh,
but
I mean, let's be honest, Tyler. They're going to do everything they can to keep him.
Oh, oh yeah, look, yeah. It's great. It's a money making machine. But no, I don't. I think Texas, with any quarterback that had any star power behind his name, not star as in Manning, but star as in rating, I think the Longhorns would be where they are. Especially a guy that has played a little bit, right? I mean, you've seen some flashes. It's not like a old buddy up in Ohio State. It's, you know, so I think Sark being a head coach, play caller, offensive mind, one of the best in the game. You know, I think they have done a tremendous job over the last 2 years of building depth. I do think that he turned the corner and the culture and the standard up there is a little different than it was when he took the place over. And so I think the supporting cast for Arch is really good. And so Arch is set up to succeed. I think Texas football right now, being a top three team, I think makes sense.
This has got to be the feel of what they've been recruiting and what they have out there. Because, I mean, they've lost some – I mean, they've got several first-round picks that rolled
2 years
here
in a row.
Yeah, like I know Barron, the corner – Banks, their best offensive lineman last year.
They lost
the receiver that went to the Packers.
They lost their running back. They lost a couple of wide receivers.
Blue,
they lost
yeah.
their tight end. They lost their two defensive tackles in the first. I think one of them went in the second round. One of them in the first round last year. As you mentioned, a couple of defensive backs. I mean, yeah, he's just done a really good job. And I do think they are right now coming off the year they had last year. I think it's fair to have them in that top three. And look, number one, I'm preseason rankings. I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see. You We'll talk about it more later on, but you like them against Ohio State?
I do. I do like them against Ohio
State. They're 2-point underdog.
Yeah. I like them against Ohio State. The replacing offensive coordinator, replacing defensive coordinator, first-time quarterback that we've seen very little, if any, of. Is the Sayan kid a freshman? Or is he a redshirt? Anyway, I like the Longhorns in this game on the road. It's going to be a beast, but I like the Longhorns in this one.
What you got coming up?
It's easy, baby. We got a 53-man roster here in Houston, and there are glaring issues, glaring things that we need to discuss. They just flat out have to be addressed. And here's the thing. Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan spoke about them as they met with the media today to discuss the roster. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.